like for some decent prices. And there was a lot of just like grab bags, if you will, like where people just dump parts in a gallon bag and put a price on them. So
it's good. We didn't go this year.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0 All engine running.
It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. It's Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about everything, nothing, and all things in between. We could be talking about McDonald's, movies, or Jar Jar Binks. Ah, we're excited that you, Louisville's Best listeners, are out to take another ride with us in the Minivan of Podcast.
It's fantastic.
Do what, Aaron?
Free candy.
Maren.
Free candy in the podcast minivan.
Well,
I was going to make a shirt out of that. Now
let's
Aaron
just go into this podcast after Aaron's done trashed it up again. Last week it was goat yoga. This year it's minivan candy for this week. But hey, we're excited you're with us. I wouldn't recommend taking the candy.
We could have a podcast called that. Candy in the Minivan.
Minivan candy.
Yeah.
It's right there with Spooky Pony.
Candy in between the minivan seats.
Spooky Pony. John, hey, how are you, buddy?
Spooky Pony's coming.
It's coming. Spooky minivan.
I'm going to do Spooky Pony.
I'm here for it. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll do it.
Ghost stories, man. It's going to be a paranormal podcast.
Paranormal.
If you'd have seen the spider I killed earlier tonight, you'd have thought that was a reincarnation of somebody.
There will be no podcast, no paranormal podcast on the internet like Spooky Pony.
You heard it here first.
Spooky Pony.
Well, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You look tired.
I am beat. Y'all don't want to hear why. In the last podcast record, I tried to tell you three times.
No. We're good, John. We don't need to hear it.
I'm exhausted.
It for you. We're sacrificing our desire to hear it for you.
John.
Thanks, I think.
John.
That's friendship, I guess.
It is, man.
We're going right now.
Okay.
Louisville.
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, Aaron, this question will
Where are we going?
Just wait a second, Aaron. We get to you, this question will involve Texas instead, right? We're going somewhere right now. We're getting a milkshake.
Oh.
Or some kind of frosted dessert. John, where are we going
right now?
Right now. At 9:33.
I'm going to go right up here to the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah?
Yeah, the vanilla. Their vanilla milkshakes are outstanding.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you get a whipped cream?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to.
I'm not a whipped cream guy, but...
Yeah, the whipped cream on them is amazing. Okay. Yeah.
The Chick-fil-A cookies and cream milkshake is pretty
I'm waiting because they're getting ready to open a Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah, they
are. Valley Station.
Aaron, we're finally getting a Jack in the Box.
I love the... Have you seen the Trash Talk video on YouTube?
The what?
Have you seen the Trash Talk video that he does on YouTube?
Uh-uh.
So it's Jack in the Box and says, "Hey, Louisville, we're going to be here soon." Shows all the food. Then the turns to the side. He's like, "Hey, Ronald, I'm coming to your neighborhood." It's like, oh, you done.
Oh, yeah. The Jack in the Box is cool. Yeah. Aaron just called him a filthy place.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing good. Fantastic. That's the word I used last week. Fantastic.
Aaron, you're in Dallas, the Metroplex. You're going right now to get a milkshake, frosty. Whatever. Where are you going?
Probably Steak and Shake.
Oh,
I haven't really found any good steak or shake places down here.
Do you guys still have clean Steak and Shakes? can you go to your Steak and Shake and not get hepatitis C?
To be honest, I haven't had Steak and Shake's a little bit of a drive from here, and I haven't had it in probably 3 years, and the last time I had it, I'm pretty sure they just threw a raw patty on the sandwich and just gave it to me. I almost died all the way home.
At their height, when they had one here on Dixie Highway, you go in there and you get the Frisco melt. That's what I always got. I got the Frisco melt and then double fries, and then he had that hot sauce on the table. Yeah. You dump the hot sauce. They had that salt. Put that on there, and then you just dump ketchup on the plate, and
you
it was
know
just
that salt.
Salt. You had the you got the French fry sweats, but it was amazing.
Oh, their shoestring fries were so good.
Smelled like potatoes.
I used to get the chicken tender platter, and it would come with. And Doug, if you're listening, you'll remember this. It would come with this massive biscuit.
Yeah,
I mean.
There's an old TV show or movie called CB4 with Chris Rock. There was a store that they would go eat at called Big A Biscuits. It was this massive biscuit. And Doug and I would always have this competition to see just how much of the biscuit you could fit in your mouth on the first bite. And I, to this day, you may have been there, Brian. I don't know. To this day, I'm shocked I didn't like choke on a biscuit.
They Shake and Shake. They had the best.
The right amount of butter on it then.
they had the best.
Different kind of biscuit. It's kind of dry.
Gosh, would y'all stop? They had these
caught up in your mouth.
Yeah, get all, it's all tasty and everything. It's
never like, mind. It's a different podcast.
They're really cool.
This is what we talk about when we're sleepy on the verge of a long week, right?
You have to work really hard to get it down.
Oh yeah, I mean you got to work it. Jaws are sore.
Wow. Y'all talk about Aaron.
Brian, how are you?
Sometimes you get a little cramp. It's yeah.
Oh yeah, you get that jaw cramp.
Yep.
It's wrong.
I'm doing fantastic, and I'll answer your question for you, Tim. If we're going for a milkshake right now, I'm going to Baskin Robbins.
Ooh, do you guys have a Baskin Robbins?
We do. We have two in town.
We got one in Radcliffe.
Yeah, we have two in town. The one that is on Shelbyville Road is the best one. And the thing I like about it is you can literally get any of their 31 flavors as a milkshake.
Oh,
any?
Any of them. And they have multiple options for you on that.
What's the wildest milkshake you drank? Got for there?
Oh, I don't. I go Rainbow Sherbet all the time. That's mine and Teddy's go-to.
I've got good news. I got good news. Hooray for me.
okay.
Okay.
No. Finally, after about 2 years.
This better be great news.
Yeah.
I can taste ice cream again.
Oh.
I can taste mint chocolate chip ice cream again. All right, for the first time in like 2 years.
That's a COVID.
Ever since COVID, I haven't been able to taste it.
COVID victory.
You're finally able to taste ice cream and you're wasting it on that junk?
No, dude. That is mint chocolate chip. Like frozen Pepto-Bismol, but it's amazing. Mint chocolate chip is the greatest.
Oh, my goodness.
You're really selling it there, John. You're really pushing it. Mint chocolate chip.
Yeah.
It's like I put cough syrup on the top of it, too.
I pour my Robitussin on it.
It'll knock, knock you out.
I take the
and
Pepto.
Then you get the Robitussin sweats.
I get one of those
instead of a cherry, you put a Unisom right on top.
I get one of those ice trays, and I pour the Pepto into ice trays, and I put them in the freezer, and then I get them out, I break them up, I pour the Robitussin on it to give it just a little bit more flavor.
And some chocolate chips.
And then
put
I
it in the blender.
I top it with a Werther's Original.
Ooh, blend that sucker up.
And then I put my teeth in the jar.
No, it is. You don't understand because that's my go-to. I mean, the
mint chocolate chip.
I love mint chocolate chip ice.
No, never have I ever heard this about you, Jim.
You haven't heard about me? Yeah.
Kenzie likes mint chocolate.
I love mint chocolate chip. And
we go to Olive Garden and Kenzie, you know, they put those mint chocolates. Kenzie likes.
Oh, yeah. Now, those I would eat, but I mean.
She puts them in her
and
purse.
You get the. You have to get the cheaper versions of it, like the Kroger brand, because the greener...
You are just selling this.
The greener, the better. Because if you get that white, it doesn't quite have it. It's more pepperminty tasting.
Doesn't have
but
enough.
But the mint, I mean, it's is Aaron drawing everything that we're saying?
Aaron, are you doing calligraphy?
He's laying on the floor with his tongue out, just coloring with a red.
Mint chocolate chip.
There's a sound coming from your microphone.
How do you do that? When
I'm just looking up movies while we're...
Aaron, let me ask you something. If I said to you this phrase...
Oh, I got a creep in my jaw. Ow.
If I said to you, the greener, the better.
The greener, the better?
Broccoli.
It is. Mint chocolate chip's better.
There's mint chocolate chip ice cream, the first thing that springs... Are you even listening to this podcast again, Aaron?
No, I wandered off again. The greener, the better? I don't even know. The first thing came to my mind was Ninja Turtles, but that doesn't even make sense, so I don't know.
Well, they did all have different shades of green.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at this time, I, ladies and gentlemen, have a weird news story of the day. Aaron, you just sent me a link. What? I can't read that, Aaron. I can't read that.
It's a restaurant. You can order from Grubhub.
I can't. Anyway, so our weird news story of the day comes from the lovely state of Arizona. It's simply titled, Snake in a Toilet. Slithering visitor to Arizona home camps out where homeowners least expect it. Now, this is on the AP. If you would like, there's actually a video that accompanies this.
I
will not be watching it. Tucson, Arizona. Like a scene out of a horror movie, Michelle Lesbron returned to her Tucson, Arizona home to find a snake had set up camp in her toilet. I'd been gone for days and was looking forward to using my own restroom in peace. I lifted up the lid, and he or she was just curled up, Lesbron said to the Associated Press. Thank God the lid was closed. This hysterical encounter happened July 15th. But Lesbron has been getting messages from family, friends, and even people who went to high school
with the snake.
Who went to high school with
who went to high school.
Rattlesnake Solutions. This sentence makes no sense. I feel like John all of a sudden. But Lesbron has been getting messages from family, friends, and even people she went to high school with since Rattlesnake Solutions, a Phoenix-based company that removed the snake, recently posted an employee's video. The 20-second video shows the snake being pulled out of the toilet bowl and then hissing straight at the camera. Everybody has the same reaction. Oh my God, that's my worst nightmare, she said. Other people thought it was a prank video, and the snake was a prompt. Even my law partner was like, ha ha, nice gag. Lesbron, a personal injury attorney, said. Lesbron says her father tried to wrangle the snake the same night.
But he died.
But it slithered away. So she called. Oh, so the snake was in the house. They tried to wrangle it. It got away. And the next morning they came. All right, it took the handler, who Lesbron calls my hero, 3 tries to get the black and pink coach whip snake firmly in his grasp. Because sometimes you just can't get the snake in your grasp. He was able to wrestle the snake with one hand while capturing it all his cell phone with the other.
Now, was that part about getting in the grasp? Was that your own commentary or was that part of the story?
It took the handler, who Lesbron calls my hero, 3 tries to get the black and pink coach whip snake firmly in his grasp. He was able to wrestle the snake with one hand while capturing his cell phone with the other, which will get you arrested in 3 states. The handler later released the snake, which measured between 3 feet and 4 feet long, in a natural habitat elsewhere.
Never mind, I can't make that joke.
Blah blah blah. She says after her reptile run-in, Lesbron used her guest bathroom for 3 weeks before feeling comfortable enough to go back on her own, and she no longer enters the bathroom in the dark, and she always lifts the lid just a little bit slower now.
I hope she lifts the lid.
I hope she doesn't get like the runs and has to lift that lid fast, because
no, that's a worst nightmare scenario right there.
If you want to see the video, you can watch it on OnlyFans.
Well, a couple weeks ago, we were talking on the podcast about how the Dungeons and Dragons movie was way better than expected. Brian's been watching a little bit of it tonight to see if he finally agrees with the rest of us, and it looks like he's going to. Chris Evans, Hugh Grant, who we all thought was good, even Aaron, after his delay, thought it was good. Michelle Rodriguez, not to be confused with the girl from Thor, Aaron.
It's not her?
It's not. It's not Aaron. Good movie. Good movie all around. So I looked up from ScreenRant.com. It's great. It's Screen Rant, but according to Reddit, 10 movies that are better than anybody expected, according to Reddit. Reddit accounts their favorite movies that turned out to be higher quality than expected. All right, here we go. Some of these I have not seen. I cannot comment. I don't even know if all of us have seen it, but we're going to try. Number one, it is Eurovision Song Contest, the story of
that
fire
movie
saga.
Sucked.
There we go, right off the bat. Oh, we are going with some fire. This is a Will Ferrell flick, and we all know how John feels about Will Ferrell.
That movie, I made it through like 20 minutes of that, and it was just ridiculously stupid.
The film, which stars Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams as two Swedish pop stars who find their way onto the Eurovision Song Contest, which is actually a really big deal everywhere but America, and a shocking and entertaining underdog story, was a huge hit worldwide, with much of the music being praised for its catchiness and originality. So John said it sucks. The rest of us haven't seen it.
Yes, I watched 20
Never
minutes.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This next one, if Charlie was here, he would high-five me after he probably punched me for the snake story. It is 2017's Happy Death Day, which is a really, really well done kind of horror comedy. And then the sequel, also really good.
Both, yeah, they were both good. Susie, this was kind of back in the day, but she finally talked me into sitting down and watching it with her, and they were rather enjoyable.
They were. I mean, other than the fact that the lead, her name is Tree, which I've never met. I've only met two people named Tree. I've never even met them. I heard of two people named Tree. One, her, and the second being Tree Rollins, player coach for the Orlando Magic or something like that from way back in the day. Tree,
even I like those movies.
So. Yeah. Happy Death Day is a little bit of Groundhog Day versus your typical horror film. She keeps dying day after day at the hands of the baby killer. Because he's got the little baby face. And then the second one turns into a sci-fi flick. It gets really wild. It's crazy.
It's not bad, though.
Yeah. All right, number next, 2014's The Lego Movie.
That movie is really good. The original really one is. Even though it's got Will Ferrell in it, I will give it up for that.
Yeah.
Because they got some really cool stuff in it. My favorite scene in that is when the Millennium Falcon pulls up and Lando's like, because I see a heavenly body.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, that's.
And then Batman shows back up and is like, it was all dudes.
I mean, it's so tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But I like a movie like that because it was like, okay, Lego and the people who made that movie knew themselves.
Yeah.
And they were totally cool with it. Poking fun at themselves a little bit, and it was really good. It was a good movie.
I like how everybody missed the point of the song "Everything Is Awesome."
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, great movie.
It really is. All right, next is a movie I have never seen, but I've wanted to see. It is. I think it's only on. I don't think it's a Prime movie, but it's one of those streaming only movies. It's called Palm Springs. It's from 2020. Stars Andy Samberg and the mom from How I Met Your Mother. Rest in peace, just in How I Met Your Mother. She's still alive. Her name's Christina something. It's another Groundhog Days type movie, but it's a romantic comedy. Him and her are both stuck in the Groundhog Day. It's a Hulu original, but evidently Christina Milotti, that's her name. Supposed to be a really good movie. Never seen it. But it's kind of on my list of one of those things I hope to stumble across one day.
Yeah.
All right, number next. I've never seen this movie. Everybody I know that's seen it tells me that it's hilarious, and I need to watch it. It is 2016's The Nice Guys.
Never seen it.
With Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe as two private eyes forced to team up for one complex and hilarious journey of secrecy and betrayal.
My nephew swears that's the greatest film ever.
Charlie says it's excellent. Everybody I've talked to that's seen it, I kind of had the reaction I had of like any of these movies, like, oh, another Russell Crowe vehicle. I'm okay. But everybody says it's amazing and it's hilarious. I need to watch it. I was hoping that one of us had seen it.
No, I had never. I never seen it.
Nobody, and like it really does have a big cult following. It's one of the best buddy action comedies of the last decade beyond its comedy aspects. Also features a thrilling mystery that the audience is trying to solve along with the film's protagonist. I'm going to skip the next two because I don't think any of us has seen those. Now, this next one, I'm really surprised it's on the list. According to Reddit, Pirates of the Caribbean is a movie that's better than anyone expected. I thought Pirates of the Caribbean was so hyped that it was like it almost failed to live up to the expectation. I think it's a great first movie.
Yeah, the first one's very good.
But think about it. Before it came out and they said, oh, they're doing a ride based on or they're doing a movie based on Disney World ride, you'd be like, oh, that's gonna suck. I think that's what they're saying.
The original Pirates, what I could call the original Pirates trilogy. The set of movies,
the Orlando Bloom, ones,
are really good.
Yeah.
The other two aren't bad. I mean, the last one,
but that first one, that moment when those, spoiler alert, when those guys walk out and the moonlight hits them and they look like walking skeletons, like that at the time was just amazing.
I don't know anybody who didn't go see that.
I mean, Johnny Depp is excellent in that first movie.
Played that character perfectly.
Yeah, he's
so good.
And the problem with Johnny Depp is he's just good in almost everything he's in.
Yeah.
But he just picks some really whack things to be in.
Yeah.
I think he got oversaturated there about 5 or 6 years ago, and he's kind of you know, ain't in everything anymore.
So kind of a little bit like how The Rock was. I remember there was a
court case.
Yeah, there was that court case he had to deal with.
She's pooping on the bed. Misa got to go.
Misa got to go to court. My dog stepped on the bee.
Yeah. She's a pooping on the bed.
Okay, so evidently the Reddit users love Groundhog Day type movies, because this next one, although I agree with them, an excellent film, I thought it was going to be terrible when I saw the previews. It is Tom Cruise's The Edge of Tomorrow.
That movie that was is good. Bonkers good. That movie
that is a great
there is nothing,
the sequel is coming out.
There is nothing wrong with that movie. That movie, the only problem I had with that movie, and it's with all these sci-fi type movies, is they all rely on that same kill the brain, everything dies trope.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, that kind of gets kind of like, oh, come on. You know, Independence Day did it.
Yeah, that's how all aliens work.
It's the Tomorrow War does that. Avengers does it. Yeah. I mean, it's just a trope that just kind of gets kind of old. But the overall, it's just a great movie.
The Groundhog Day scenes where he's just getting massacred at the beginning of the film.
And Bill Pullman.
So good.
Bill Pullman's awesome in it.
Paxton.
Oh, Bill Paxton, yeah. Yeah.
He's
I got my bills mixed up because there's two bills and in alien movies.
Emily Blunt's great in it. All of his unit in the military, they're all great. it's such a good movie.
Yeah.
And, then they tried to make it even more attractive by changing its name from Edge of Tomorrow to Live, Die, Repeat. And no, Edge of Tomorrow is so much better.
I own that. I got that on.
I think Live, Die, Repeat's the original title, actually.
I think it's the opposite.
I don't remember.
It was a manga anime first, so.
Was it? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Aaron.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Number next, again, similar to Pirates of the Caribbean, a movie it's been so good and so widely celebrated, I don't really remember it not being celebrated.
Are we talking about Fast and the Furious?
No.
Yes. I can't wait. Let's do it.
Keanu Reeves as John Wick.
I still have to see that.
Do you haven't seen any of the Wicks? Oh, man.
Mr. Wick. I think John Wick, the first one, is the best one.
He is the Baba Yaga.
Yeah, they kind of go way into the assassin secrecy stuff in the other movies, but yeah, I think the first John Wick is excellent.
Yeah, that movie's great.
Kevin Nash is in it.
Mm.
Yeah. Why don't you take the night off? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Wick. Yeah. But I guess thinking back, everybody was kind of like, Keanu Reeves as an action hero. Now that he hadn't been in anything major for a while. And I think the premise was they killed his dog. I think everybody knew, like, he's going to get mad because they killed his dog.
Oh, but, no, he goes beyond mad. I mean, it's just...
No. Yeah, he kills Theon Greyjoy from...
Yes, I mean, it's just absolutely... It's a wonderful revenge
Baba
movie.
The Baba Yaga.
The Boogeyman, the Baba Yaga. Anywho, that's Reddit's list. So I ask you guys, what's a movie way better than you expected? I'll start, because it just popped up on my time hop a few days ago, with Scott Pilgrim. Love Scott Pilgrim. I talk about it whenever
you
I
get and Susie are like massive I, Scott.
Anytime Susie wants to sit down and watch Scott Pilgrim,
she loves Scott Pilgrim.
Did you see the trailer for the Netflix?
I have not seen the trailer for the cartoon. I don't know if I'll like it as much as I like the movie.
I don't know. That's a hard one to beat.
It's the same cast.
I know. But yeah, I just love all the X's are really well done. And it's very quirky, very quick comedy, like very like rapid fire at times. So
that's good.
Aaron, underrated movies.
Everybody kept telling me to watch this, and I finally sat down and watched it a few weeks ago. Dread.
Dread is
so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's gory, but it's a lot of fun.
No, that movie. There is nothing wrong with that movie. That movie is amazing.
Another one, Disney's Holes. Starring Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie. It's a cute little movie.
It is surprisingly well-written movie. Everything connects together. Way better than it deserves to be.
Yeah, way better than you... that's really a good way of saying it. It does not look like it should be that good of a movie. But it's really good. It's really good.
A very satisfying ending, everything. It all wraps up very well.
Yeah. Any others, Aaron?
Two more. Cabin in the Woods. not many people kept saying, tell me to watch.
End. I like Cabin in the Woods. I just didn't like the end where the whole world just.
There's a great YouTube video. You should watch it. It really explains.
All right. Send it to me. Send it to me.
Aaron. Okay. All right. I'll send it to you.
I'll add it to all the other links I never watched that you send me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the grilled cheese place I sent you all ago.
Yeah, exactly. One more, Aaron.
The World's End with Simon Pegg.
That's a good one. I love that movie. That movie's. Everybody disses that.
I'll send you another video, Tim. I'll send you another video.
I lost friends over that movie.
I like that movie. The movie's good.
I asked them to go to the movies with me. And that movie was so bad.
That movie's good.
They've never seen a movie with me since. And they always bring it up.
I love that movie. That movie's good. I like that movie.
Maybe I have to watch it when I'm not apologizing constantly to telling you because I'm sorry. This movie's terrible.
I'm sorry. It's fun.
So it's a fun movie. This is a fun movie.
All right.
One more that I keep seeing on lists.
Good gosh.
This came out. Bullet Train. If you haven't seen Bullet Train,
Bullet Train is fun.
Bullet Train's about as good as I thought it was going to be. It was a good movie.
Bullet Train was fun. Yeah, it was a fun movie.
Aaron's a diesel. All right. John.
I got two that I really liked that I did not think was going to be good, but I sat there and watched them anyways. First one is a movie. It's a kind of a Sundance. I think it's a Sundance type film. It's called Sunshine. It's a sci-fi movie. It's got Chris Evans in it. It has the guy from, he was the dad in Fear the Walking Dead. I can't remember his name. And it's got, it has Oppenheimer in it. They're in it and they've got this big bomb they're taking to restart the sun and all these sci-fi tropes kind of break loose while they're on their way to do it. It was better than it should have been. It's one of them that should have been better. And another one that
you know who's in that movie?
Who?
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cliff Curtis is who you're
thinking. Cliff Curtis. I could not remember his name. And then number two on my list of movies that shouldn't have, for me, that shouldn't have been as good as what they are, was another Tom Cruise vehicle, Minority Report.
Oh yeah,
that movie's good. I liked it. It was pretty cool. And then third,
Precog.
I do have a third one. My third one is a go-to. I love this movie, Rain of Fire, with the dragons. That's
Scott Pilgrim.
And Equilibrium. Equilibrium's another one with Christian Bale that should not have been as good as what it was.
Equilibrium has an amazing scene where a man's face gets chopped off.
Oh.
And it's so well done.
The scene at the end where he steps on the butt of the rifle and it spins up into his hand is absolutely amazing.
I mean, I've seen people get their face smashed off in movies and stuff. Nobody does it as well as Equilibrium.
But the guy who got his face cut off
so much deserved it.
Yeah, it was such a satisfying scene that it was like, oh man, yes. It's just you couldn't even. It was just because he played that part well.
Tay Diggs.
Yeah, he's good. He was good in that.
You seen that one?
Equilibrium,
Brian.
I'm trying to think. I may have that one. I'm not sure.
It's pretty good. It's like a 1984 type.
I just want to show you the scene where the guy gets his face cut off.
All right,
Brian.
So my two that are really quick actually go together. One is the Army of the Dead, and the other was the Army of Thieves. That was the prequel for it. Two that I, you know, just hearing about them again, kind of a starring role too for Dave Bautista. Maybe my expectations were low, but I thought both of them were just fantastic movies, like movies I like to watch over, you know, multiple times too.
Army of the Dead was good. I didn't get into the second one. Yeah. I don't know what it was about. I mean, I started watching it, and I turned it off.
It's about thieves.
It's about the prequel. Yeah. How he learns about being the crack safe.
Well, it wasn't like I was like, oh, this movie's terrible. It's like, okay, I was watching it, and we had to go somewhere, so I turned it off, and then never went back and finished it.
Yeah.
So
it was one of those ones that, like I said, both of those were kind of like, and of course, I'm sure I was surprised Aaron didn't mention That Thing You Do. I mean, that was something we didn't expect to be better than we thought it was.
I was reading a Rolling Stones list of the top fake movie songs ever, and That Thing You Do is number one. Number two, Scotty Doesn't Know. From I think it's Euro Trip, sang by Matt Damon.
Really?
Have you guys never seen that one?
No.
I hate that movie.
Euro Trip?
Oh no, not Euro Trip. I'm sorry. I was thinking about that one. I'm fried. Never mind.
You guys don't know Scotty Doesn't Know?
No.
And I gotta show that one too. So now I gotta show you Scotty Doesn't Know. It's not actually sang by Matt Damon, and then I got to show you where the face gets ripped off. Okay. But anyways, any others?
No, that's all I got.
I never saw that thing you do. It was a Brian and Jenny and Aaron and Andrea double date. Oh. Therefore, young Tim was not invited.
It was like I said, the movie was kind of.
I think Big Fuzzy Todd Bear got you tickets to that one.
I don't even remember that, but I just remember going into it thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here for this movie, and then coming out singing that song like, this is much better than I thought it was going to be.
You were pretty big on it.
He gets you all tickets. He's like, you can thank me later.
Easy.
He's like, what?
Easy.
Jeez.
By coming. I told Todd, if you ever got a snake in your toilet, Doug's your guy. If you enjoyed this podcast, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you check out podcasts. Until next time, I'm sorry to snakes everywhere.
And we're going to catch you later. Remember, always butter your biscuits.
Always butter your biscuits, Aaron.
And remember, when wrangling your snake, always have a hand for you to hold a camera.
You got
to
have one hand on the snake, other hand holding the cell phone. Easy, folks. Yeah. You can make so much money. All right, Aaron. See you later.